No sweat, sweet iris. Purple in bunches and buckets and static crumbs and prickles, pricking small feet and jumping over jumping from the haystack, the bunk bed, the trailer red and telling lies on the moving road as it tosses cars to the curb by the beachside. Sit. Sit there on the chili bins by the wharf, where the oyster shells hug footsteps and leave slivers between filaments of pink flesh for a hat that bustles and falls with ribbons nibbled by a fish child. Silver and gleaming and well-behaved, flapping, flapping, all mouth and flapping in the butterfly net, thought tails flicking like scales darting, like wind panels waving in the wind-like turbine generator that peels away the flakes of skin and scale to fill the field at the back, all curved and thick with wire and leaves and pollen and hair and plastic torn along the barbs, tight with wool threads, caked with wool threads, tightened with wool threads, and the bar, bar, baaing of goats, their eyes like cherry pips on string, with their backsides tilted to the loom, that pulls and pulls and is too much, for the baa and baa and baa, that flaps the tongue like a flap, 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 a ripple in the tongue like a cherry pip in the pond, and the guppy flapping in mud between bulrush fingers and doe-eyed beasts, whose fat tongues vibrate in nostrils like the nasal mewling of a drowning, drowning, drowning fish child nibbling on ribbons and drips string and tallow to see by the rocking, rocking of a chair by the fire that breathes a breath, a real breath, a full and brimming and emptying and belching with branches and bamboo and pippies.